Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the 360 update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles capped off a busy week of new deals by signing Lane Johnson to a new six-year deal that will keep the former number four overall pick in Philadelphia through the 2021 season. In 2015, Johnson started all 16 games with 14 on the right side and two at left tackle. Eventually, down the line, Johnson expects to be the full-time starter at left tackle, but that may not take place in 2016.
I think that's what they drafted me for. I mean, obviously, Jason Peters is probably the best, you know, tackle of all time, one of them, him and Walter Jones, in my opinion. So, you know, having him here, I mean, he's taught me so much, and I'm just going to continue to do that and until that time comes. Jason's my friend, so he knows what the deal is. But, you know, I think whenever he's healthy, I still think he's probably the best, if not the best tackle in the league. You know, moving forward, you know, all those decisions will be made. But for right now, you know, I think he's good where he's at.
One of the coaches retained by Doug Peterson was offensive line coach Jeff Statlin. On Friday, Johnson praised Statlin for turning him into the player that he is today.
I got to thank my coach Statlin and Greg Austin. You know, just developing every year. You can watch on tape and just watch me, you know, get better, and that's what it's all about.
Stout comes back. What's that mean for you?
Everything. I mean, he's kind of like my father up here, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, he's, you know, taught me so much in this league, and really is a key for, you know, for my success and my development.
Tight end Brent Celek agreed to terms on his new three-year deal back on Tuesday, but he was not able to put the pen to the paper until Friday. The longest tenured player on the offensive side of the football is now in his third contract with the Eagles. Not bad for someone who was not even invited to the NFL scouting combine back in 2007.
It's a dream come true for a guy that, you know, for me, I didn't even go to the combine. And to be able to, you know, get drafted by an organization like this and be able to spend, you know, the amount of years that I have and be able to retire an Eagle, you know, when they called and told me that was the case, you know, it was tough for me to sleep that night. That was the toughest night ever for me to sleep, because I was so excited.
Celek celebrated his 31st birthday on Monday and called it one of the best in his entire life, because this new deal secures the fact that he'll spend his entire career as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. Celek is one of only two players on the current roster who was with the team back in 2008 when they last won a playoff game. Despite that, Celek believes the pieces are in place to quickly turn things around under new head coach Doug Peterson.
I think we've got a great group of guys, and we've got a team that can definitely win now, and we need to win now. I know that's what the organization expects, and we as players expect that too.
Make sure to check out the complete in-studio interviews available now on demand here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the 360 update. Have a great Eagles night, everyone.